This goes to Dr. Anu Mohan, A-N-N-U, M like Mary, O-H-A-N. Fax 810-275-0307. Regarding Marna, M like Mary, A-R, N like November, A, Nelson. Date of birth 8-16 of 1947. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a consultation for Mrs. Nelson, who was sent for evaluation of progressively worsening renal function. The patient has had abnormal renal function since March of 2022. Creatinine was 1.1 at that time with GFR 49. April 29th, 22, creatinine was 0.96, GFR 59. October 4th, 2023, creatinine 1.37, GFR 40. That was repeated 10-12-23, creatinine was 1.11, GFR was 52. 11-2 of 23, creatinine 1.68, GFR 31. After that, the referral was made for evaluation. And 1-5 of 24, creatinine was rechecked, and it was slightly improved at 1.54 with a GFR of 34. The patient does have multiple medical problems, including cardiomyopathy with congestive heart failure with preserved renal function. She sees Dr. Sudeep, S-U-D-E-E-P, Mohan, for cardiology and for permanent pacemaker management. She also has recurrent PVCs, and she is on amiodarone, 100 milligram daily, which has been working very well to keep her in a normal sinus rhythm. She has reports that she did have COVID infection in August of 2023, and she has suffered recurrent shortness of breath and cough and chest congestion since that time. It got better after antibiotic use. But the inhalers are not especially helpful. It seems that only antibiotic use really helped. Her biggest complaint concerning kidney function is occasional problems with decreased urination, despite being on Lasix 20 milligram daily. That comes and goes. She does report that she drinks pickle juice and eats quite a few pickles, and she seems to crave it, she says. We tried to educate her about how much sodium is in pickle juice and in pickles. So she's going to try to decrease the pickle juice consumption. Currently, she has shortness of breath with exertion, a non-productive cough, no wheezing, no current chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She does have occasional incontinence and nocturia. She does complain of severe leg pain that is very bad at night from the knees to her toes. Her right great toe is chronically numb also. And her feet are usually warm when she goes to bed, but the pain wakes her, and then the feet are cold and slightly dusky when they are painful. And she has not had evaluation of the lower extremities for circulation yet. She also had a positive D-dimer test this in 2023, and she had a CAT scan of the chest to rule out pulmonary embolism, and that was negative. And that was done on October 25th of 2023. Her last echocardiogram was done by Dr. Mohan. That was done March 18th of 23. That showed a 50% ejection fraction. The right ventricle appeared normal. Pacemaker lead was noted in the right heart. Aortic valve appeared normal. Mitral valve appeared normal. Tricuspid valve also normal. And there was a slight apical septal wall motion abnormality noted from the paced rhythm, and moderate left ventricular hypertrophy was noted. Also some mild mitral regurgitation, but no pulmonary regurgitation or and a trace of tricuspid regurgitation. She does have chronic edema also of the lower extremities. Past medical history is significant for asthma, obstructive sleep apnea using CPAP device, cardiomyopathy with history of congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, gastroesophageal reflux disease, a history of myocardial infarction, pulmonary hypertension history, although that doesn't show on the most recent echo, allergic rhinitis, a new finding of thyroid nodules, bilateral leg pain as described previously, most likely peripheral vascular disease, a COVID infection in 2023, and hypertension for many years. Past surgical history, she's had a cholecystectomy, a total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salpingo-phrectomy. Cardiac catheterization was done in 2019, and that was clear. No stenosis, no angioplasty was required, no stents. Colonoscopy was done in 2023, and permanent pacemaker was placed in May of 2021. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She rarely consumes alcohol, does not use illicit drugs. She is married, lives with her husband, and she is retired. Family history is positive for thyroid carcinoma, breast cancer, pulmonary embolism in her mother, stroke, and colon cancer in her sister. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Pro-Air inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed. Magnesium, 64 milligram 2 daily, albuterol per nebulizer as needed, amiodarone 100 mg daily, Lasix 20 mg daily, chlorthalidone 25 mg daily, potassium is 10 mL equivalent daily. She's currently out of that and she's using over-the-counter potassium now. She will be getting a refill tomorrow, she reports. Entresto is 49/51 once daily. Jardiance, 10 mg daily. Flexeril, 5 mg, 1 to 2 daily as needed for back pain. Zyrtec, 10 mg daily as needed for back pain. Flonase nasal spray, 1 to 2 sprays once daily as needed to each nostril. And Atrovent inhaler, 2 inhalations 4 times a day as needed. Physical exam, height 62 inches, weight 242 pounds, pulse is 98, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 126 over 72. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, neck is supple, there's no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, she has 1+ edema of the lower extremities halfway to knees, also in her feet. She has slow capillary refill in the ankles and feet, 3 to 4 seconds. Toes are cool. Capillary refill is also slow in the toes, about 3 to 4 seconds again. And she has decreased sensation in the right great toe. No ulcerations or lesions are noted on the feet. And labs, the most recent labs were done 1.5 of 24. As previously stated, creatinine was 1.54, albumin 3.7, calcium is 9.4, sodium 140, potassium was low at 2.8, and she's out of oral potassium right now. And she has started over-the-counter potassium and will be resuming the 10 mil equivalent of potassium daily as soon as she gets a script filled tomorrow. Carbon dioxide, 29. Phosphorus, 2.7. Intact parathyroid hormone is 50.4. Hemoglobin, 13.6 with normal white count and a normal platelets. Magnesium level was 2.1, November 1st of 2023. Urinalysis, 10-12-22, negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to congestive heart failure and hypertension over many years. The patient should continue to have monthly lab studies done. She should follow a low-salt diet and reduce the amount of pickled juice that she is drinking. A fluid restriction of 56 to 64 ounces in 24 hours is recommended. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 2 to 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.